This is
Genatzet Hayer,
a toast to Armenia with Jano Kabinjian. A comprehensive look at the Armenian culture, only on the Ignotainment Media Network.
Genatzet Hayer, Pai Luis Inch Pesek. It's October 9th. Hey, what a great show we're going to have here, Chris.
Man, I'm excited. I'll tell you what. Excited.
Well, you know what? We don't have a lot of guests, but we do have Mariam, and I heard that Roger may be calling in.
I hope so. I'm anxious to hear how everything's going on his end.
He said he's got something special to give away, and you know what? I said, hang on to it. Save it for the show, and we will be hearing from him. And what, about 15, 20 minutes?
Excellent.
Yeah. Right now, though, let's get into some Armenian news.
Yeah.
Armenian news,
here
my
we
friends.
Go.
Hey, I'm telling you, this is what I wanted to say for you.
Okay.
Armenia played France.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Well, we lost 4-0, and it could have been 5-0 in the ninth minute, an Armenian defenseman tried to score another goal. I kid you not.
Come on. This
in the ninth
really
minute,
again.
You, if you get a chance, check this out. In the ninth minute, like 9:05, he tried to clear it, and the damn thing almost went in our goal. Our goalie had to jump up in the air, about 9 feet in the air, to put this ball down. And
they just can't catch a break on the own goal area.
And that's our only way of scoring. And it seems like we want to score on our own goal. But our goalie, thank God he stopped this one, and we only lost 4-0.
Well, hey, better than 5-0.
5-0. Yeah. They ruined my streak, though.
Yeah, that's true. They did, yeah.
But on the bright end on this story, Henrik Mkhitaryan, good news for him. He's the captain of the Armenian team, just extended his contract with Borussia Dortmund for another 5 years till 2020.
That's great.
I mean, that's a big-time team, and that's a big-time player there, Henrik. And God bless him. And maybe this show will one day make as much as Henrik Mkhitaryan.
Or have him on the show.
Or have him on the show. Or have him on the show. If anyone knows Henrik Mkhitaryan, tell him about the show, and hopefully we could get him on our show. That would be great. Armenia building strong business ties with Iran. Armenia would love to bring Iran companies to open up industrial complexes.
Sure.
Armenia saying, hey, our taxes are low, and we got free trade zone here, where you can just send it out from Armenia.
Yep.
The finished product coming out of Armenia. That's a great way to sell things here. Iran, for over 20 years, has been getting raw materials from Armenia, and mainly timber and so forth.
Yep.
But Armenians came out and said, hey, instead of us sending it to Iran and you guys building it there, why don't you just come on over here and build the companies here? And Iran says, you know what? That sounds pretty good, babe.
Yeah.
That's a winner. So Iran may be jumping on board on this, and we may see some more jobs opening up in Armenia in the near future.
That's wonderful.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, it's a lot of jobs, a lot of economic impact. So
I don't know if you and me had anything to do with this, but the petrol prices have dropped 8.5%.
I would like to think that we did.
And diesel 7.6% compared to last year's at this time in September. So
that's a substantial drop.
Maybe that podcast we did about the heat and so forth.
Yeah.
Also, in other news, Armenia and the world leaders around Armenia are in Echmiadzin to celebrate the 2700th year of the faith of Christianity. Echmiadzin is the first holy church, man. I think that's in a country established. Echmiadzin, that's the one I told you about last week. And I didn't mean to rip on anyone. I know I got a couple emails out there saying you didn't get sick from the water, or maybe I didn't get sick from the water. Maybe I got sick from something else. But in any case, Echmiadzin, world leaders throughout the world showed up in Armenia, and They're there now celebrating the 2700th year.
That is incredibly old.
And I tell you what, man, you go there, the bricks, everything is intact. It's beautiful. Yeah. And it's so peaceful, Chris.
Yeah, I've got to see that.
Yeah, it's very, very cool. In Syria, the town of Kassab, all the Armenians out there know the town of Kassab. It was taken over, okay? Mm-hmm. It was taken over by ISIS and all that. But it's all about peace again. And in the Armenian residents, since the Syrian army liberated Kassab last June, the people and the Armenians that fled, well, they're back again. And they harvested the land and preparing for winter. No signs at all of any fighting. And God bless the Syrian army for clearing that area out and taking care of the Armenians there. All the Armenians have come back. It's a beautiful place. This Kassab is very beautiful in
Sounds
Syria.
Like it. Okay, we've got Roger Capellian who's calling in right now
if we want to get him on. Great. Yeah, we'll save the news later. Hey, Roger.
How you doing?
Hey, not bad. Not bad at all, Roger. How you been?
I've been great. I've been great, actually. It's been a pretty fantastic month.
I tell you what, man, that Kickstart thing has really taken off. He's been outstanding.
Yeah,
people
it really
love
has
that.
Been exploding.
Yeah, you know, you did so good in this that our company decided to do something like this too. So you kind of inspired us.
I'm glad this was all very inspirational.
It was.
I wish our people were that inspired to jump on board like our Armenians are.
Exactly.
So that's great. That's great. Tell us a little bit about it and where we're going with this and what your goals are and where and how we can all get in touch with it.
Well, we are in our last week. We've only got 1 week left until it's over. And, as you know, we got our printing goal, but then we have another goal we're trying to reach, which is called a stretch goal. So we're going to keep going, and that's what Kickstarter wants you to do. They want you to keep going and keep raising funds.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason we want to do that is because we want to obviously get this story and our story that this is based on out to as many people, especially outside our community, as possible. And that's a good way to raise funds so that we can actually travel and pick the comic book, the graphic novel series, different places, and do book signings. So obviously all these funds that are coming in now will be very useful for that. And we decided to do a cool contest, actually. If we do reach our stretch goal, which is 25,200, which is double what we were asking before for the initial printing, and we're doing pretty good. I mean, actually, we're getting very close to that now.
God bless.
I am going to give away one of my prized possessions in a raffle. We're going to do a raffle of all the pledges. We're going to put all in a hat, one of my famous hat, and I'm going to reach in and I'm going to pull one of them, and that person is going to win one of my prized possessions that I've been carrying with me since New Zealand, since 2002, which is a sword from The Lord of the Rings.
Oh, my God. That is so cool.
Are you kidding me? That's beautiful, man.
Wow.
And not only they win that, it's also been signed by the original sword maker, Peter Lyon.
Oh, my God.
And you can look him up, Peter Lyon. He's the original sword maker for Lord of the Rings, the original series. And, and this is the sword is actually Narsil, if you know your Lord of the Rings characters. This sword that was used to, that broke and was put back together.
Wow.
And actually, they can go to our Facebook page and see me holding the sword and doing the pitch.
Wow.
So they have an opportunity. Before, they have 7 days.
That is a huge opportunity.
Huge opportunity. Yep. Let's back this up here. So you are raffling off the sword that you had from New Zealand in the movie Lord of the Rings.
From Lord of the Rings. Yeah.
Right. Hey, my friends out there. Hey, Armenians,
excuse me, I have to go and donate more real quick.
That's beautiful. Everyone out there, this is something very big. I mean, I can't believe Roger's giving this up. He loves what he's doing. God, this is just unbelievable, and he's giving up his prized possession here. Wow.
I really like the symbolism behind that particular sword, too, because it's, I do have a collection that I got. And they were signed by Pierre Lion. But this particular one, Narsil, the story behind it is it was all broken and then was put back together and refashioned by Aragorn. So, you know, it's a very symbolic, I think, also for our own people.
Absolutely.
That, you know, things were in pieces, but the sword is put back together. It's also symbolic, I think, of this project and everything we're trying to do. And
absolutely.
That's why I wanted to do that one.
Well,
but, you know, I mean, they've got a week to take the sword away. We've got to hit our goal.
Yeah.
And when we do, everybody that's pledged up to the end of the Kickstarter, everybody that's pledged is going to get a chance to win that sword. As well as, I mean, there's a lot of other cool things we're offering through that Kickstarter that you can't get after that, especially for the price that we're offering. I'd love to tell them about it.
It's been great.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Fill us in.
I mean, we're doing the special covers, and there's only like about 24 of them left of 100. And the special covers I was doing 100 different covers. Each one is like its own unique art. So the owner has something that's very unique. It's just completely their own. So each cover of this next issue, Warrior Saints, of the special 100 series is completely unique. And we're offering them in two ways. One, you could just get a special cover that I've painted, or two, if you pay a little more for the pledge, actually kind of double that, you can get yourself or a loved one painted as one of the characters in the scene on the cover. So you can actually get someone in there,
yourself or someone you love.
That is so cool.
That is really awesome, man.
I just want to really reward people for stepping up and helping us get our story out there, and this is one of the ways we're doing it. But they're running out. I mean, people should really step up reserve them.
It looks like on the $170 reward, as of right now, there are only about six left or seven left. So.
Right? Six or seven left.
Yep, on the elite reward, yeah.
Folks, this is going quick here, and it's a great, everything's great about it. There's nothing like, it's just, you just donate. This you're getting stuff back for this. This is excellent stuff.
Yeah, no, amazing stuff.
Now, Roger, you're going to put a picture, of the people as well? I mean, that are donating?
Yeah, I mean, basically, once it's over, let's say you got a cover, and you got one of the 300 and, I think it's 350, I think, is the pledge amount. Let's say you got one of those covers, and you're like, look, you know, I want to put myself or my child or my wife or my, you know, girlfriend or whoever it is, or my parent that, you know, passed away or something. I want to put that person as a character from that period on the cover, like a cool sort of cover, and you know, we can brainstorm it together, and you can say, I want her to be like a warrior, or I want her to be someone on a horse with bows and arrows or something. And then basically what we do is we come up with the character, and then I get pictures from you for the pose that I need, so I get your face right, and then I paint you into the cover, like on some cool scene, cool backdrop. And basically, you're on the cover of the book that you own. And also, you get a special print, 11x17 archival print that you can put on the wall. You can frame and put on the wall of the same thing. And who knows if, you know, once we're done with all 100 covers, the fans are going to vote on the one that's going to be actually the cover for issue number 2 or volume 2. You could be the person on the cover. So you could be the cover of all 1,000 copies that are going to be printed.
Wow, that's beautiful.
And if we reach our goal, we're going to print them all in hardcover, so it's going to look even better.
Now, Roger, if you were to do my picture, can you put some abs? Because I don't think I haven't seen my abs since like high school.
Yeah, well, I'll give you abs. I'll give myself some more hair. Yeah, I mean, there's so much we can do with Photoshop.
Beautiful. Hey, guys, this is really beautiful. Now, how do they do this again? Where do they go? What site do they go to purchase? Not to purchase.
They got to go to Kickstarter.
It's about
they got to go to our Kickstarter, and they got to type in Warrior Saints. And they can also go to our Facebook page for East of Byzantium. The link is on there, and I think you guys have the link on your
it's there.
Facebook.
I tell you what, this is really good, Roger. This is beautiful, and I don't think you're going to have any hard time finding this goal, man. This is going to get there really quick. Well, how many days do we have left?
It's a celebration at this point, guys. It's a celebration.
Yeah.
And I think we just all should feel really good about this. And I want to thank you guys for, again, for, you know, putting us out there and helping us out with it.
Well, you know what, too, Roger, this, I got to be selfish on this one as well, because this is about our history, man. This is about Armenia's history, and this is what's so beautiful about this. This is like the stuff that when I used to go to Armenian school when I was a little kid, Sunday school, and we would talk about Kachvartan and those days of the of our guys dressed in like Roman gear and stuff, and we were so proud. And I'm glad you're bringing that back, and I want kids to see this too. This is something that. Not only I know it represents a part of our history that's very important that should never be forgotten. So
yeah, absolutely, it's a crucial part of our history. And you know, personally, I got a little tired of people coming up to me and saying, "Oh, you know, Armenians, you guys Muslims or something," or coming up to us and saying, "Well, aren't you the guys just hate the Turks?" You know, I mean, that's the level at which people, "Oh, you guys drive, you know, Mercedes in Glendale or something." Right. That's how people look at us. And I said, let's show you the other side of our culture, which we know we have.
Right.
In a real positive way. And I'll be very frank. I think people from outside our culture are definitely impressed when they see this. And they're like, "Wow, we had no idea. We had no clue."
And how is that response? Were. Are you getting much more Odars to buy into this as well?
Yes, absolutely. We have a lot of people outside our community, even people. Some people I'm surprised that I've worked with before, like producers and so on, that have just like, "Wow, you know, I'm excited you're doing this," and they've stepped up and they've supported it. And it's, you know, I'm humbled by it. I'm not one of these arrogant people. I mean, to me, it's like you're telling an artist kid like myself that what you're doing is good and we're going to support it and we're going to make sure it gets out there. And also, we're going to own some cool stuff in the process, stuff we can't get anywhere else at any other time. We're just going to put our stamp on it. And I think, yeah.
Excellent. Well, that's beautiful, Roger.
Amazing and, stuff, man. What a great campaign.
What a great
like,
campaign.
I've looked at a lot of these, and I would say out of every one that I've ever seen, the rewards on yours are so far above and beyond what other people are doing, and it's so real, and like all the rewards are so relevant, you know, to the actual like the campaign. Like you see a lot of campaigns that the rewards they're offering are, you know, some of them are all right, but they don't have any relation, you know, to what the campaign's about. Man, I mean, this is just great.
Yeah. Especially this
story. We wanted people to have something tangible and something real. You know, like we're offering, you can get both books as regular series. You can get both of them as special editions. You know, we have, you know, you can get extra prints because I want people to have art in their home.
Yeah.
Images, pictures. And it's all about the visuals, you know. I mean, I had a team write this with me, but it's really just the emphasis of this project is just the visual, you know, experience, pulling people in and just making them live that period. Because like you guys, I've grew up with these stories and I just really wanted to see what it would look like. And that's all the research and everything over the course of 12, 15 years, this is what we ended up with. So there you go. And now it's out there.
Well, it's beautiful and God bless. Keep up the good work and we'll see what we can do on our behalf. And hey, folks, plug into this. I don't think you'll regret it at all. And Roger Kapelian, and you can find him on Kickstart, and that is Kickstart on what again now?
Kickstarter, and they could just type in when they're doing the search, Warrior Saints.
Okay, there you have it, folks. All right, Roger.
And by the way, they can't miss it because the picture is a big, giant Vartan, Touch Vartan with a bow and arrow on the cover. So when you see that image, you know you're in the right place.
I think after this, you may want to open up an Armenian medieval tattoo parlor, too. I think I would want one of these on my shoulder.
We can have our own Armenian Renaissance fair. You know? Yeah. Armenians and friends. Invite the Persians, I mean, the Romans.
The art is so beautiful. The art is beautiful.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you very much, Roger, and we will stay in touch, my friend.
Okay. Thank you, guys. God bless.
Wow. I think Roger's going to get to that goal, Chris.
Oh, I don't think there's any question about it.
That sword? Are you kidding me?
I mean,
who doesn't want that sword?
You know, it's worth as much as the rest of the goal.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. I mean, if you were to go on and give all of the rest of the goal, it would be worth that. I mean, there's,
that's unbelievable.
Know, there's not a lot of those out there.
No, and especially from the movie Lord of the Rings.
No, and
I love that movie.
And from the guy who did all of the visual effects on it. I mean, that whole movie was visual effects.
Yeah, it was unbelievable. And speaking of unbelievable, we've got our cook. We've got our chef. Mariam, how are you?
Hi, guys. I'm good. How are you?
Not bad, not bad.
Wonderful.
How's the book coming along? A lot of people asking for it?
I see a lot of people are liking the page and making comments. I haven't checked to see as far as if they're buying the book, but I'm actually happy that they are on that page and they know about my book, and that was the purpose to begin with.
Mariam, I got to tell you this. That book, my sister made contact with you. She told me last year or the year before, and you sent her that book. And she said, wow, that is, she couldn't believe that that was the same book. And
that's really cool.
Yeah, that is cool, yeah. Isn't it?
And, really?
Yes,
wow.
Really. That is no lie. My sister, her name's Janine, and she said she made contact with you, and she's got that book. So that's really cool.
That is cool. I didn't know. It's nice to know because, yeah, I do remember I sent out a couple of books to some of the people that were on that page, and I just wanted to do something for them. How cool is that?
Yeah, especially my sister. And she told me she loves it, and she's used it plenty of times, and it's great to know that. How small of a world we live in that my sister came
exactly.
to you for that book. So what do you got for us today, for our listeners, for this weekend?
It's actually, it's funny because I was in a grocery shop yesterday and I was doing my shopping and I noticed that actually pumpkins are everywhere.
Yes, they are.
And I just called my mom. I know my grandmother made the soup, pumpkin soup. And I called my mom and I wanted that recipe. However, it is kind of a long process. It requires labor of love, so you probably need to be either it's a weekend or a day off, but it's so worth it. And the pumpkin is basically get the whole pumpkin and you cut it, you take the seeds out, and then you peel it, you cut it in inch dices, half an inch or an inch. So it does require labor. But, and then you have to kind of soak it in salt water to get rid of the sweetness. And then it's a beef stock, chickpeas, lemon, a lot of ingredients. That it's going to be long if I say it all over the, the podcasting.
Do you first, though, Mariam, do you let this thing boil to where it's soft and then you add everything? Or do you... throw all the ingredients all at once and let it boil together?
Well, first you have to boil them. You have to make the stock, which is the beef stock. And my mom said it's preferable to do meat on a bone. So when you actually make the beef stock, you add the pumpkin in there. And then you add the can of chickpeas, or you can make it your own. And then once that's done together, it's another process where it's separate, where you make the olive oil, the dried mint, paprika, salt, and then garlic, lemon juice, all that stuff kind of cooks together, and then you add it on top of the soup. So, like I said, it is a long process, but I'm going to actually put the...
Can you put this on our site too, Chris? When she puts this on there, let's make it real bold to where
absolutely
because
yeah.
it's
we'll
very
send it
hard
out as well.
It's very hard for everyone to remember.
Sure, yeah, no, it'll be on the page for sure.
All right, excellent. Okay, all right.
Mara. Yeah, I am actually going to make it sometime either next week or sometime this month for sure. But when I do, and I will take pictures and I will put the recipe as well.
Excellent.
People need to see it.
Well, how long does this whole thing take?
The whole thing with, cutting and dicing and peeling, definitely can do that overnight. But the soup itself, it doesn't take too long. it just probably will take an hour or 45 minutes to make.
Okay. All right. You know what, Mariam? When I was, you brought back memories with my mom, but she used to make like a syrupy pumpkin thing that she used to make it in a big, I don't know what the hell that was. It was like a one of those big pans, and she made the syrup of pumpkins and stuff. It tasted so damn
good. Yeah, it's candied pumpkin. Is it candied pumpkin? Pumpkin? I'm sorry.
I don't know, but I remember there were like those sticks of cinnamon in there as well, and she put it overnight, and this thing would be, it would taste so good when we would eat it. I mean, it would have like big chunks of pumpkin, but you couldn't even tell it was pumpkin. It looked all brown from all the cinnamon and stuff that she put in there, but it was excellent. So,
yeah, I know exactly really what good. You're talking about.
Yeah.
Well, my mother-in-law makes that. Yes, I know exactly what you're talking about, and that is delicious. It's very good.
Yep.
I can't make that, unfortunately, but when she makes it, it's very, very good, and it is a long process. That one is actually days that they make.
Yeah, that's true. You know what? A pumpkin, I guess you could do a lot of things with pumpkin. And
it seems like you can add it to almost anything.
Yeah. Even the seeds. We even Armenians sit around and chew the seeds of pumpkin. So it's
I do that too.
Yeah, it's beautiful. All right then.
And they're very good for you.
What is that? The pumpkin seeds?
Yeah,
the pumpkin seeds are very good for you.
I did not know that.
Yeah, no, they're excellent for you.
Really? Mm-hmm. Wow, you guys just put something in my head now. Now I'm going to eat some pumpkin seeds. Excellent.
It'll benefit your health.
All right. Anything going on with you this weekend, Mariam?
Usual with the family, kids, soccer.
All right.
We're family with the boys. Our schedule is around them. So
it's unbelievable because I got my kid, my 5-year-old Enya. I got her in soccer. The second practice, guys, she said she started crying. She cried, and she's not doing it, and the ball would come to her, and she runs away from the ball. And I go, you must be one of our Armenian defensemen.
Maybe next year.
I'm kidding.
Maybe next year.
Another shot at our Armenian national team. All right. Well, thank you very much, Mariam, and we will be in touch with you next week.
Thank you, guys. You have a great weekend.
And that was Maria, my friends, with our big pumpkin recipe, her soup recipe. I tell you what, I'll find a way of screwing it up on that. But I'm glad you're going to put that on our site there, Chris. I'm going to go recipe looking at it and getting everything right on that.
Facebook.com/ArmeniaProud. And remember, if you like the recipes, you need to buy her book. I have a copy of it. We use it at home. It's a great book.
And even befriend her on her site, and her site is cooking with Armenian
with my Armenian family on Facebook.
There you go. And my friends, it's been a nice show again. Next week, we're going to have Chris Chambers on with one of the actors from the movie Aram Aram. It's real promotion time right now. We're trying to get this movie really big, and it's been doing well. And thank you for everyone out there that's been supporting it. We're not done yet, and we'd like for you guys to listen to our show next week, get some more information. And Chris, it's been fun, my man.
It's been fun, Jono. Thank you again for having me. I enjoy it every week.
Genatsit hayer, kisher party, and we will be back with you next time.
Tune in next week for another episode of
Genatsit Hayer,
A Toast to Armenia with Jono Kabinjian. You can find the show online at www.armeniaproud.com or download and subscribe on iTunes or Stitcher for Android. This is the Ignotainment Media Network. Tonight.